without further ado, joining me live on Highland Radio this Saturday afternoon is a former Derry City player and manager, a former Finn Harps player and a successful manager, Felix Healy. Felix, welcome to the airways of Highland Radio. How's life?
Right here, not too bad, young fella. Doing okay. Still this side of the sword.
Good lad, good lad. One part of the interview that, from a personal point of view, I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to touch base on Finn Harps, that year that you managed him during the 2004 season. We're going to come to that a little bit later on, but I'm going to start off with your native, your beloved, Derry City. They were on the road last night. They were taking on Galway United last night. It finished victory for Galway 2-1. James Clark, he got the Derry goal in the 63rd minute. Tiernan Lynch, the Derry City manager, Felix said after the game, if I didn't think I could turn this around, I would walk away. Given the fact of all the high profile signings, and it is a bigger challenge now, Felix, than it was at the start of the year, does Felix Healy believe that Lynch can turn this around?
My initial thoughts would be no. Given the circumstances of where the season has gone and everything else, and I'm not sure that Tiernan can turn it around. But obviously, when you're in his position, you're going to say that kind of thing. It is a very, very difficult time at the club. After beating Shamrock Rovers 2-0 in the President's Cup, there were a lot of people talking about qualifying for Europe, group stages, winning the league, and as I said at the time locally, people should stop talking about winning anything and just concentrate on the next match. And a lot has passed under the bridge since then, and it hasn't been good. And like a lot of other people, it's hard to see what they're trying to do at times. And, Tiernan said a very strange thing I heard this morning, you know, we're not good in either boxes. Well, that if you're not good in either boxes, you're not going nowhere. And this is like a lot of people, is I'm puzzled by various things that he's done. So it's going to be very, very difficult. They've got another three matches now away from home, and like a lot of people, I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Felix, you used the words puzzled by various things he's done. One of the things he's done is, yes, he's signed a James McLean, a high-profile signing. Played him out of place, I much feel. I know you have Michael Duffy, one of the best players in the League of Ireland in recent times. What is Felix's opinion on playing James McLean out of position in the first number of games?
Well, when it was first mooted 4 months ago that James was coming back, I mean, I think a number of people knew behind the scenes that he was coming back as far away as 4 or 5 months ago. That one of the issues was going to be where was he going to play? Because the one part of Derry's team that does function properly is Fleming and Duffy down the left-hand side. And so everybody's saying, well, where's he going to play? And then... Tiernan's decided to play him beside Winchester and two guys in centre midfield, and that has not worked. It didn't work in the first couple of matches, and you could see it didn't work in the first couple of matches. And he's continued with that, and it's not a good situation to be in at this moment in time, given everything and all the publicity around James coming back and everything else. And a lot of people were very sceptical of it. And it looks at the minute like it's been proved right, the scepticism.
Yeah, we'll certainly watch Derry on with interest. Felix, we could talk all day about Derry City, but at the end of the day, myself and yourself ain't going to fix it right now. Speaking of fixing it, Felix, as a player, as a Derry City player, quite successful time at the club, winning a league and an FAI Cup, what was it like playing for your beloved club? We know you played for Port Vale, we know you played for Finn Harps, but what was it like playing for Derry City and competing in all three competitions and winning all three?
Well, I have to, I only played for Harps for 3 or 4 months before I got transferred to Finney, but it was arguably the three or three or four of the happiest months I ever played in the game. I had a great time with Harps, and I loved the 7 years I had at Coleraine. No, I went to England, and it was a really bad time for me at that time to be away from home, so to speak, as opposed to playing for Harps. And then I had a brother passed away, and I decided to come home and all the kind of things. But I had 7 great years of Coleraine. And towards the end, you know, I was coming towards the end of my career in Derry at that time. It just started up a couple of years, and you fancied an opportunity to come back and play at the home ground. You know, everybody knows I grew up overlooking the ground, and I mean, I was there. I always said I was there as a kid. You know, when Derry won the cup in '64, I was there at Windsor, and in '65 they won the league. And still could name those teams, and the names just roll off the tongue. So to finally get back there at the time when you know there was so much hype and so much publicity surrounding the club, it was a good time to come. Unfortunately, I came at a time when there was all kinds of things happening internally between two strong characters, but that got sorted, and we ended up winning the treble and some of the greatest memories that you'll ever have.
Absolutely brilliant. Felix, in terms of some of the greatest memories you'll ever have, 1982, being called up for the Northern Ireland squad for the World Cup. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think maybe you may have played a number of friendly matches, maybe just one or two before that. What was it like, the expectation levels prior to the World Cup for you and your family? A young boy from Derry, possibly the first player from the Irish League to play in the World Cup.
Well, the Irish Cup final was played on the Saturday, and Billy Bingham was at the match, and Bingy then phoned Bertie Peacock after the match to ask me would I like to join the squad on the Sunday. And you know, you go from a cup final and all of a sudden you're sitting in a hotel with Pat Jennings and Martin O'Neill and Sammy McElroy, guys that you've been looking at on TV for years, and you're sitting having a cup of tea with them like it's the most natural thing in the world. And then you play against Scotland, and Kenny Dalglish is playing, and John Robertson, and some of the, you know, people that you're sort of household names, and you're playing on the same pitch, and then you play against Wales, and Ian Rush is there, and all kinds of people, and some of the great names in Welsh football. And to be selected to go to the World Cup then was just the icing on the cake, and it was fantastic memories. I would have liked to have played more. I probably would have played more if we hadn't been leading against Spain, but that's another story entirely. But it was a fantastic experience, and you know, again, I was a bit unlucky in that I played against Austria. The first game after the World Cup was the Austria game in the European Championship, and 3 days later, I tore a muscle in my leg and basically was out for 6 months. And again, it was just bad timing. But that's sometimes the way it goes in life. But it was a great time with some fantastic memories.
Bad timing indeed. Felix, in terms of the Finn Harps story, you did touch on it briefly. People forget that Finn Harps finished runners-up in 1977 in the League of Ireland. You were part of that squad. What was it like playing for Harps a number of years after they won the FAI Cup? Was the famous Patsy McGowan around that time?
Oh, I mean Patsy's still around. Patsy's still around. Yeah, I was only there for 3 or 4 months, and it was incredibly enjoyable. It lacked a bit of discipline, let's put it like that. Jim McLaughlin always used to say to me, if I had managed the Finn Harps team back in those days, that I never lost a match, you know, and Harps won a cup and should have won a couple of leagues, but all the players that they had at that time should have won a league, undoubtedly. And the year that I left, we were going to be, I thought we were going to be as good as anybody else as well. But there was always going to be, in terms of the right professional attitude and everything else, and that's not having a go at anybody else, but I think as time progressed, the attitudes in terms of the changing rooms and whatever would have changed.
Yeah. Coming in 2004, Felix, looking for this part of the interview, you came back then 2004 to manage the side. You did manage Derry City, a great success in the mid-90s. You resigned in 1998. The opportunity came then, Felix, in 2004 to manage the side at Finn Park. They were pushing for promotion a number of seasons prior to that. It just didn't happen for whatever reason. You came in 2004. What was your expectation at that side being interviewed for the job? Was it promotion to get that team promoted? It and was winning the league as you did with the number one goal.
Well, I think as anybody that's been involved with Hawks for a long time would you know, there was an obsession about playing in the Premier Division. And at that time, you know, when I left Derry, I mean, I left Coleraine to take over Derry because I knew I wasn't going to be managing that long because I didn't particularly like managing. And when I came to Harps, it was the be all and end all was getting promotion. Now the be all, you know, I got the promotion. I should have left. I should have left. But it's easy for me to say that now, because they're not. Because the problem was that when, whether you like it or not, in this day and age, and even 20 years ago or whatever, you have to have a lot of money. You can't survive in the game today without money. And it was the case 20 years ago. You know, back in the days when Cork were spent an absolute fortune, you know, my first game in the Premiership as a house manager was against Cork, and the team that actually won the league, they beat us 2-0. And two of their players were on more than the entire Finn Harps squad for the year. You know, it was crazy stuff. But you can't compete unless you get the financial backing from individuals, from a group of people. You just cannot compete without finance. It's just as simple as that. That's the way of the world. And it's even, and in 20 years, it's got even worse. What you see, what's happening south of the border, you see what's happening at Derry. You see what's happening with Shamrock Rovers. Have made an absolute fortune over the last couple of years. Bohemians are spending money. There's always four or five clubs going to spend money. In the north, it's going the same way, where Linfield have been overshadowed by the like of Larne and by Coleraine, who are spending a serious amount of money. So money doesn't guarantee you success, but you won't have success without it. And that's the big thing about football. And it certainly was the case when I won the first division as opposed to going into the Premier Division. You can't compete unless you've got a serious amount of money to compete against people who are spending the same kind of money. But again, when I managed Harps in the year when we won the first division, it was a great time to be involved. And it brought great memories for a lot of people who supported Harps down the years, and people still contact me and talk about it, and it was a great time.
Absolutely fantastic, Felix. That night in November, that Saturday night, that wet Saturday night in November against Dundalk, I think it was 3-0. Declan Boyle was the captain that side. You had James Gallagher, young Sean McGowan, Tom Mohan, Paddy McGranahan. Part of that squad, he scored 22 goals for you, was the current Finn Harps manager, Felix, Kevin McHugh. Did you see the leadership skills from a young McHugh back then to suggest he'd go on to manage the club?
No, well, Kevin was always his own man. Kevin's his own man. He was lucky, and so was I, that we had a wee fella called Chris Breen playing beside him. And Chris Breen was a serious talent.
Yeah, a regular listener to the show,
serious talent. A serious talent, young fella. Anthony Gorman coming in, and some of the kids, and there was a mixture of young fellas, John Bonner. It was Gary Crossland. You know, we had a mix of the young and old, and the dressing room needed a bit of a shake up with when I took over. I think everybody appreciated that, even the guys in the dressing room, I think, wanted that. But Kevin was very much his own man, and I think the way that things have gone at Harps over the last couple of years, you know, I think Kevin would had, you know, it was time for him to take over the reins. But like everything else, like every football club in that first division, it's dog eat dog every week, and you're fighting every week and trying to keep the club afloat, never mind win football matches. And I don't doubt that it's the same at the moment. And that's where I just feel that sometimes there's got to be a plan of what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do. And it's not enough just to try and pay the wages on a week-to-week basis. And that's not just at Harps. It's at a lot of other football clubs. There has to be some kind of plan of what you want to achieve and how you're going to go about doing it. And that's where I think it's lacking in a lot of football clubs.
Finally, Felix, some interesting points there, by the way. Just before I let you go, Felix, Finn Harps' plan is certainly the youth and starting to pay dividends. Young Finn Harps players representing Ireland and indeed Northern Ireland at underage levels. Do you feel the club have made the right decision, and do you feel that Harps can push for promotion either this season or in the next few seasons with that youth setup that they have, and they have a plan to give the youth first team football?
Well, I think that the youth is the way to go. And it's been the way to go for a long time. It's the way to go. Now, because of that, and it's the same at every football club, and it's the same throughout the world, the problem with youth issues is, for example, if you get one or two good young players, for example, Derry on your doorstep will be looking to sign them. Sligo will be looking to sign them, or somebody else is going to be looking to sign them. And that's the same the world over. If, for example, Nottingham Forest at the minute have a couple of good players, Manchester City are looking to sign them, and Liverpool are looking to sign them, and so on and so on. And that's the way of the world. You've got to put some kind of plan and operation. I'm not saying I know the answers, but I do know in terms of, for the long-term security of the club, it's something that there should be more investment in, in terms of trying to take the club forward, and you build something that's going to last, as opposed to something where you're up and down like a yo-yo every couple of months. You get somebody comes in, spends a wee bit of money, they're not in for the long haul, and it's boom and bust. And I'm not just talking about Harps; I'm talking throughout the game. But I think it's something that Harps should have done many years ago. Invest in the young people, and particularly in Donegal.
100%, Felix. Felix, thank you so much for joining us on Highland Radio Sport this Saturday afternoon. Who knows, we may see you knocking around Finn Park, maybe towards the end of the season when Harps get a wee promotion push.
All right, Kieran. Look forward to it. All right, thank you.